Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program on this very, very sunny, warm, wintry day here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. If you keep notes on what's going on in the Russian homeland, you'll know that they are currently in a deep freeze. I heard that there were temperatures down to minus zero Fahrenheit, way into the minus 20s, and some places even minus 30s Celsius in the Russian homeland. So we are here 2:30 every Sunday, just for you, giving you the best in Russian news and music. Before we start today's show, some sad news from our good friend Stefan Rak, the Mushroom Man, as you may know him, up in Mahopic, New York. He sent me an email yesterday and said that unfortunately his mother passed away yesterday. Evelyn Rak went home to her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on February 2nd. She was born in 1925 to Mary Rose de Lima Lamora and Walter Schramm in Peekskill, and she was raised in Uniontown. Evelyn is survived by her devoted husband, John, who is a first-generation Russian-American, and all of their 16 children. In addition, she has 30 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and two nieces, all of whom mourn her loss and will miss her terribly. Funeral services will be on Tuesday the 7th at the Philip Brandis Funeral Home, and interment will be in St. Agnes Cemetery in, I hope I pronounce this right, Cohoes, New York. So, Stefan, we send our condolences to you and your family. Vichnaya ye pamyat. First, we go to Zakarpattia today. This is the group from Irshava with a Zakarpatsky Kolomoiki.
Natalko, de grabli! Grabli v studi!
Asino!
Asino, ve berozi!
Šo z vami?
A ki se tako lomite, še me včera spivali?
Bili mene, ja ne bil nikomu, ako uso čerez tebo bila v kode bovo.
A je divka bila lice, da te tule vojka, idu sobi po ulici, je pa vaka vojka. Idu sobi po ulici, je pa vaka vojka.
Sino spozi, sino spozi, rabli po dorozi.
Я тебе майже на покрову сипу.
Join the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society next Sunday, the 12th of February, at St. Eugene Parish Hall 4. Oh, no, I'm not going to start singing. For the winter celebrations of our Eastern European centers, St. Eugene Parish Hall in Bedford, Ohio, starting at 2:30. What did our ancestors do during the cold, snowy, and wintry months in the Russian homeland? Well, I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you by explaining how the Russians... different styles of dances evolved throughout the centuries, all of the influences from surrounding nationalities, and give you a nice little talk about Russian dance. If you're interested in this, I think there's still a little bit time left. You can give them a call. Area code 440-729-2045. And again, this is next Sunday, the 12th of February. Winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors. So once again, give them a call if you're interested. There is a whole roast beef dinner going to be taking place as well. Give them a buzz. 440-729-2045. Next, let's go to Vojvodina. This is Grupa Rosa with Oj na hori Cigani stojali, or the gypsy was standing on top of the hill.
Ciganoczka molota,
oj molody, cigani huliali,
oj molody, cigani huliali.
Stoję na tu palacji, janoczka molota, stoję na tu palacji, janoczka molota.
Ciganoczka molota.
Стояла думала циганочка молода, стояла думала циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Він циганку свою виглядає,
він циганку свою виглядає.
Стояла думала
циганочка молода,
стояла думала
циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Ciganko, jakie tebe gore,
stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda,
stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda,
ciganoczka moloda.
Ide mili za sinjemo,
ide mili za sinjemo,
stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda,
stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda,
ciganoczka moloda.
Стояла думала, циганочка молода,
стояла думала, циганочка молода,
стояла думала, циганочка молода, стояла думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода.
Throughout the years, I told you about the Russian novel, The Linden and the Oak. Well, now this Russian novel comes to life. Author Mark Wanza will discuss the use of genealogy and family memories in writing a historic novel. This highly acclaimed novel about two Russian families in a village in northeastern Slovakia, caught up in the tidal waves of World War I, revolution, and immigration from the old country to America. There will be a presentation jointly sponsored by the Slovak American Society of Washington, D.C., and the Carpatha Russian Society National Capital Chapter about this Russian novel coming to life on Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m. This presentation will take place at the Braddock District Governmental Center. I will give you more information and contact information about this upcoming in the weeks ahead. So just mark your calendars for Saturday, the 17th of March at 2 p.m. The Linden and the Oak, a Russian novel, comes to life. Sponsored by the Slovak American Society of Washington and the Carpathia Rusyn Society National Capital Chapter. Next, we go to Lemkovina, and this was recorded from the Vatra in Mihaliu in 2008. This is called the Valley, or Dolina, Dolina. And yes, Mark, those screams are supposed to happen in that song.
Okay, because I jumped a little bit.
It did sound like it, but they are supposed to be there. In a developing news story from the Rusyn homeland in Slovakia, another Rusyn wooden church is slated to be taken down and torn from its rightful place. The village of Shmigovets, which is not far from the Slovak-Ukrainian border crossing between the villages of Ublia and Mali Berezny, is the home of the Church of the Ascension, which was built in 1755. For decades now, the villagers wanted this architectural wonder to become a national landmark so that they can obtain the much-needed funding to properly restore the church. But this was never approved by the government. Recently, the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov showed interest in this process, and somehow a nearly impossible designation was rushed through in record time, and the church received national landmark status. The supposed stipulation to the designation is that the eparchy will dismantle it, take it out of Shmigovets, and move it 100 miles away to a pilgrimage site in the village of Lutina, near Sabino, where a mini outdoor museum, Skansen, is being built. Rusyn organizations are vehemently protesting this intention by the eparchy, stating that the wooden church should be fully restored and remain fully intact in the village of Shmigovets. As stated in a recent petition by the Association of Rusyn Intelligentsia of Slovakia, quote, "Reconstructed, this could contribute to the development of the community in Shmigovets, increase traffic to the region and thus halt the exodus of such items from the Snina area. For those of you that know about the Snina area, about 40 years ago, 7 Russian villages were destroyed so that they can put a water reservoir in there. And this isn't the first time that cherished Russian wooden churches have been removed from their rightful place. Here's a small list of other relocations of our cherished Russian churches. 1927, the wooden church in Shelestovo, Bered County, was moved to Mukachevo, then to the museum in Uzhhorod in 1976. 1927, the church of Kozhusovse, Sharish County, I know I pronounced that wrong, sorry, was moved to the city of Košice. 1935, the church in Habura, Mala Poljana, was moved to Hradec Krajove in the Czech Republic. In 1967, the church in Zboj, Zemplin County, was moved to the museum in Bardejovske Kupele. And in 1971, the church in Nova Sedlica was moved to the outdoor museum in Humene. It is my personal opinion that these Russian architectural wonders need to stay where they are and not to be moved, especially to non-Russian areas of Slovakia or elsewhere for that matter. Our Russian heritage needs to be shown in its original habitation, not as some museum piece somewhere. Many wooden churches are still in use today, like in Potoka, like in Ruski Potok, in the Russian homeland. If a new museum is being built, then a replica of the church should be built, as in the Mini Skansen in Medziliborce. Why take the original church from the original owners? You know, that's kind of like taking Abe Lincoln's log cabin out of Springfield, Illinois, where he was born. We all know about Abe Lincoln's log cabin, and moving it 100 miles south to St. Louis just because. Or taking the Liberty Bell out of Philadelphia and moving it to Baltimore. It just doesn't make sense. And I will keep you informed of this impending battle. There's a lot of political things going on in Slovakia right now, and I'm sure this one will just add to the list. Next, I have a song that came to me by my friend Andrei Kurechka, who's from Medziliborce, who's a clarinetist in Folklorni Subor Stalbar in Žilina. And Andrei would like to send this one out to Jana Šajgalikova, Maria Voljanska-Tročanova, and Lucia Toporova, who are singing in this song. Andrei, pozdravuje Janu, Mariju, I Luciju, to je špivanku od Južne Koreji, keď ste byli tam, a tak ta špivanka je očka moji čorni. If you're looking for something to do in the Johnstown area, well, then we have something for you. On Sunday, the 19th of February, there will be a Slovak Fashiangi event to feature authentic brinza cheese, potato holushki, a cooking demo. Wow, what else is here? There's a lot here. From 2 until 5 p.m. on the 19th, the Carnival-like celebration will be held at the venue of Merging Arts, located at 305 Chestnut Street in the National Historic District of Cambria City in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. There will be a feature. Oh, again, I can't read again, Mark. This is the second week in a row. I'm too fired up over that last announcement. The event will feature an authentic Slovak potato halushki cooking demonstration by Dennis Reagan, including a talk on pirohi making by our good friend and CRS member Randy Horball, who will also have the pirohi items for sale there as well. Other activities include a travelogue presentation by Kay Ann Kober, who will discuss her personal story of family research and discovering family in the Rusyn village of Kamjunka, Spiš County. The Voma Gallery will feature a Slovak photography exhibit, a genealogy and heritage display, along with merchandise for sale. Admission is $5 for adults and $2 for those ages 6 to 12. For more information about the Fashiangi to be held in Johnstown by the venue of Merging Arts, call our good friend Karen Maceros at area code 412-418-5996. Next on the Rusyn Hit Parade, we're going to go to Mukachevo. This is folk group Rusnaki with Rosmaria. All right, we have a couple of tours that you can be a part of this summer if you're interested. The first one is the Carpathia Rusyn Society's 11th Rusyn Heritage Tour, scheduled for July 10th through July 20th. I don't know where I'm going with that, but enjoy the Carpathia Rusyn people, their dances. Oh, there's just papers flying all over the place in the studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the Rusyn people, their dances, songs, food. Their stories all set in the haunting and scenic beauty of the Carpathian Mountains. Sponsored by the CRS in association with the Rusyn Association of Minnesota, tour guide John Rigetti teams up with Rusyn cultural leaders in Europe to bring about experiences and insights that help you fully understand the richness and fullness of the Carpathia Rusyn culture and people and history. So if you are interested in the 11th Carpathia Rusyn Heritage Tour, July 10th through July 20th, contact John Rigetti at area code 412-749-0675. Once again, 412-749-0679. I'll tell you about the Lemko Homeland Tour right after we finish. Going back to Vojvodina, this is Miroslava Daždio with Esušela Lišina.
При ним я не ужиєм такой ніж доброго. Приквітали квіточки і зажна яр буду. Ей, розкоші, розкоші. Мамо моя, мамочко, шаві знайте самі, живе кому смакує хлебі, хто слізами. Чом же ви мені даваце, а за не мило, при нім я не ужиєм тако ніж доброго.
All right, the second tour we have to tell you about is the Lemko Homeland Tour. This will take place from July 20th until August 2nd. This year's Lemko Tour is 12 days full of interesting experiences. You can add some more days to the optional extension to Western Poland, where Lemkos were forcibly resettled in 1947 during Aksja Wisła. If you're interested in taking this tour to the Lemko Homeland, you need to get in touch with Nancy Rivak as soon as possible. You can give her a call at area code 310-473-8522, or you can send her some email at this address, lemkotour@c-rs.org. Once again, that's area code 310-473-8522. And while you have your pens and pencils out and you have your calendars open, mark down Saturday, April 28th. The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society is going to sponsor a spring fling. Easter will be over for both the Catholic and Orthodox faithful, and we're going to have a little get-together. We don't know exactly where and have all the details, but we want you to put that on your calendar for Saturday, April 28th. I will give you more information as the details become a little more clear. So mark that down, Saturday, April 28th. As we finish with Problem with Techa Voda, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions or you have any donations or if you have any requests, feel free to give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. We'll see you all again next week right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. Trimajte sa, sja z Bohom.
Солоденька, і випали молоденька, виходили на санянько.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting
Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дороге русинське брате і сестри, баре сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!